the sources say about this.
Excerpt 23 from Shem Mishmuel, portion of Fa'azino. The intention of creation was for all to be one bundle, to do the Creator's will. But the matter was spoiled because of the sin of Adam Rishon, until even the best in those generations could not unite together in order to serve the Creator. Rather, they were individuals alone. The correction of this matter began in the generation of Babylon, when the separation occurred in the human race, meaning the beginning of the correction of gathering and assembling people to serve the Creator, which started with Abraham and his descendants. The English text deviates somewhat from the Hebrew. Abraham would roam and call out the name of the Creator until a great community gathered onto him, who were called the people of the house of Abraham. And the matter grew until it became the assembly of the congregation of Israel. In the future, the end of correction will be when all become one bundle to do the Creator's will wholeheartedly.
והיה הדבר הולך וגדול עד שנעשה קהל עדת ישראל. וזהו, כי חלק השם עמו יעקב חבל נחלתו, וגמר התיקון יהיה לעתיד שיעשו כולם אגודה אחת לעשות רצונך בלבב שלם. שוב, קטע מס...
We're continuing.
Excerpt 24 from Maimonides Yad Chazakah, Idolatry Rules. Right. At 40 years of age, Abraham came to know his Maker. He began to call out to the whole world to inform them that there is but one God to the whole world, and that He is the one to be served. He would call out, wandering from town to town and from kingdom to kingdom, until he arrived in the land of Canaan, calling out, as it is written, and he called there on the name of the Lord, the everlasting God. And since they gathered around him and asked him about his words, he would teach each person according to that person's ability until he brought him back to the path of truth. Finally, tens of thousands assembled around him, and they are the people of the house of Abraham. He planted this tenet in their hearts and composed books about it. And this continued and expanded in the children of Jacob and in those accompanying them, and the nation that knows the Creator was made in the world.
Next.
Excerpt 25 from Rabash, Article 357, Abraham begot Isaac. The world stands on three things, on the Torah, on work, and on doing chesedim, or mercies. Abraham is called a man of chesed, a man of mercy, dedicating his strength to do mercy to people. Isaac is called the pillar of the work, dedicating his soul on the altar. Jacob was called the pillar of the Torah. As it is written, let truth be given to Jacob. The Torah is called the Torah of truth, and as it is written, a complete man dwelling in his tents, and Rashi interpreted, again the text deviates from the Hebrew, every person should achieve these three pillars. Previously, these three pillars were revealed one at a time through our patriarchs, each of whom revealed one pillar. After those three pillars were revealed, we have the power to also walk by the same ways that our fathers had paved for us. For this reason, we are called by the name a nation of Sgula, virtue or power. For we have the Sgula from the inheritance of our fathers to keep the three pillars by which there is existence to the world, meaning that by them the world will exist and achieve the goal for which it was created. Excerpt 26 from Likutei Halachot, the blessing of the scent and the blessing of thanksgiving. There is a median point between the generality of the worlds and the Creator, and it is the Israeli soul, which is very high at its root and is a literal part of the divine. And it is the median point and the connector between all of the worlds and the Creator. And through it, abundance and life and existence extend to all the worlds. And so everything depends on Israel. Again.
Excerpt number 27 from Zohar for All, Pinchas portion. The Creator made Israel the heart of the whole world. That is how Israel is amongst all the rest of the nations, like a heart amongst the organs. And just like the limbs of the body could not exist in the world for even one moment without the heart, so all the nations cannot exist without Israel in the world. Chapter 28 from a living well of water, portion Truma. Israel are those who receive initially all the abundance and bestowal with which they will share with all the worlds, which are called Israel, which is Lirosh, ahead for me, meaning they will receive initially the first blessing, and then to the rest. Excerpt number 29 from Rabash article, and it shall come to pass when you come to the land that the Lord, your God, gives you. Israel, meaning Yashar Kel, straight to the Creator, meaning everything he thinks of is only that everything will get to the Creator. And he is not taken into account because he is not thinking of himself at all. Rather, all his thoughts are only for the Creator. This is called the land of Israel, meaning that he has a desire directly to the Creator. That is, he has no desires of self-love, but of love of others. And for himself, that he will enjoy life, he has no desires whatsoever. All he wants is to have the means to bestow upon the Creator and all the nourishments he gives to his body are only to have the strength to work in order to bestow.
End it at that.
Verse number 30 from Bala Sulam, the Arvut. But the end of correction of the world will only be by bringing all the people in the world under his work. As it is written, and the Lord will be king over all the earth. In that day, the Lord will be one and his name one. The text specifies on that day and not before. And there are several more verses, for the earth will be full of the knowledge of the Lord, and so on, and all the nations will flow unto him. But the role of Israel towards the rest of the world resembles the role of our holy fathers towards the Israeli nation. Meaning, as the righteousness of our fathers helped us develop and cleanse until we became worthy of receiving the Torah, for were it not for our forefathers who observed all the Torah before it was given, we would certainly not be any better than the rest of the nations, as mentioned in item 12. So it is upon the Israeli nation through Torah and mitzvot to qualify itself and all the people of the world to develop until they take upon themselves that sublime work of love of others. This is the ladder to the purpose of creation, which is dvekut with him.